Good morning. Today is Thursday, the 28th of October. Joining us this morning, out of the swamp in Arcata, Mr. Kraft is alongside. Hey, you are working. You got your dress blues on.
I'll head to the office after this, sure.
You mean you drove right by coming here?
I do every time I come
you
see
didn't
you.
Pop in and say hi and
no.
Let everybody know that you're still around?
More time out away from the desk, the
more,
better.
More better time.
Yeah.
All right, are you ready for your question this morning?
Give it to me.
Yeah, it was answered yesterday.
Oh, that's a lot of pressure.
I know. Well, it was a simple question. But
well, give
right,
me a
here,
simple one.
Here we go. Sheriff's badges. It's in your neighborhood.
All right.
Why are sheriff badges almost always star-shaped?
It's an excellent question.
Oh, you're not even going to say because there's stars?
I don't, yeah.
You have a chance for you to score brownie points here.
Yeah.
With all the deputies.
I'm not even going to try and guess that
you're
one.
Not, okay. In primitive societies, the star was believed to possess many magical powers. Principal among these was the power to guard against danger and control evil forces. As recently as the Middle Ages, the star was still considered by many to represent all-powerful forces. It's believed that because of its wide acceptance as a symbol of guardianship, the star was a natural choice as the symbol for the office of sheriff.
Hmm.
So you guys
not
should
what
have
I was
tires.
Expecting. Yeah. What's the most representative? Hmm. No, that wasn't what I was expecting.
Right now, something. For the state, probably a palm up.
There are probably a long list of icons you could...
Other hand gestures that would be thought of, recommended by some?
Yes, you're number one.
Yes, yes, in all my thoughts. Oh, you guys worried about Halloween at all?
Yeah, well, every year it's a... Not one of our maximum enforcement periods, but it's definitely an area where we focus on if we have grant monies for extra DUI enforcement or patrol, we want to utilize them there just because of a higher incident of drinking and driving for the Halloween weekend. When it falls on a Friday or Saturday, we'll see a little bit more of an increase in that being on Sunday this year, right? I'm not off on the calendar.
Yeah.
It tends to change a little bit when it falls on those other days, but we still will be out with full force. We'll have some extra enforcement out for Sunday night looking for impaired drivers. So be safe and make smart decisions.
Do you see any changes like the football games, depending on who's playing Sunday night or Monday night?
Not so much.
I mean, culturally, you know, you think, oh, you guys are gathering at the bar and they're having da-da-da-da-da, you know, the sports bar or just, you know, the neighborhood bar in some jurisdictions. I've never had anybody indicate that plays out.
Super Bowl, for sure. You know, maybe a final.
That's an all-day event.
Yeah, it is right now. It's a weekend-long thing. We'll see some increase in that, and we will also push some extra enforcement towards the Super Bowl weekend. But when it comes to, I think people find any reason to go out and you know, celebrate or partake in beverages.
Be with people?
Just to be out in society now,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I hung out with like two other people today. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's a victory.
Mm-hmm.
So as we move into fall, is it daylight savings time that's the big challenge? Instead of a holiday or one specific day?
So we do have a press release, I believe, that we put out each year right around the time of the time change also. Because
I've seen the whiteout.
Yeah. The whiteout?
Yeah, you just changed the date,
oh,
right?
Oh, changed the date, yeah. And it moved, didn't it? Like it used to be back in October or
the
something
the sun
like
is
that.
Not blinding your mind here, is it?
No.
Okay.
No.
He's in a new chair.
We rotated positions in the room here, and I am thrown off. I'm looking off the right side of my body now.
Yeah.
So no one knows what we're talking
That's
about.
That's all right. It doesn't matter. Daylight
savings time, we want to make sure we put a push out for safer driving with that time change, being tired, falling back an hour, we get that extra hour, but as the few days after that, we'll see some typically see some more incidents of like tire driving, or we'll keep an eye out for things like that. So
it's, for me, it's interesting driving. See, from the house here, I'm driving into the sun in the morning.
Right.
Different position. You crest the hill, and are you blinded? Or can you see everything perfectly because it's an hour different?
Yeah.
That one day, and then having to get accustomed to
that. That's a good point, too. The difference in lighting, especially with shorter days as we go into the winter, more hours of darkness. So that's where we start looking at our press releases and putting information out for car maintenance. So, you know, wiper blades because of snow, ice, rain. We want to check our tires and your fluids, things of that nature, and be prepared for winter travel when you're headed, especially heading in the hills here where weather changes from hour to hour. So,
been boring everybody with the fact that we were up in Oregon this past weekend. Heard my first snow tires of the year.
Yeah. And it's a unique sound, right?
Yeah. Squishy is what I hear. I mean, it's not, obviously, but that's what I hear. Somebody driving, it sounds like something's squishy or popping, almost popping the little plastic bubbles.
Yeah.
It's
bubble wrap?
Yeah, I guess that could be, you know, if you don't think of it in single individual pockets. Yes, bubble wrap. But, you know, things like that that change somebody's pattern. Detours. Mm-hmm. You know, if there's road construction, you always see an officer there. And I would suspect that a lot of it is because people's routines are broken up. It's a little different. They have to act differently. They can't just put it on autopilot and go from here to there.
Yeah, and it's interesting you brought that up. I don't have the exact information on the closure, but I would refer you to the Caltrans website or 1-800
Drive Smart?
No, but the Caltrans website for safe roads and the road closures. 299 closure in the Trinity County side, just over the border. They'll be doing some extended closures for the maintenance of the hillside there and try and get that cleared up. So if you're going east towards Redding, be prepared for that starting Monday the 1st. That's going to be in effect, and don't know how long it's for.
So you're saying I should be anticipating some correspondence from you?
You will.
All right.
I will forward Caltrans information.
Ooh. The important people have spoken. It's 8:19.
Yeah.
Join Warren Eckstein on KINS in the 6 o'clock hour as he explains pet behaviors, different fun facts, tips, and all sorts of info about your animals and the way they think and act.
Here are just some of the things that kids learn when they have pets in their life.
If you're an animal lover, this is absolutely the program you need to hear.
You know, vocalizations are a very important part of animal communication and their language. Hi, this is Warren Eckstein. Hear my daily pet tip weekdays on KINS-FM.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:23. We're back talking shop with Paul Kraft. Before the break, we were talking a little bit about some of the challenges with the roads.
Yes.
The weather and stuff. Slides. Did you guys experience much in the way of slides in the area? I know other places were dealing with floods and slides and things like that, but did you guys have many in your district?
Yeah, we had more some rocks in the road, so we haven't seen a major slide in our area that we cover yet, but we're anticipating that possibility through this winter season. So, you know, keeping that in mind, but we did have a few incidents of some rocks and trees. Our biggest issue is usually the trees, especially as dry as it's been.
Coming down with a slide?
Yep, between the wind and the water soaking the ground and loosening the roots up a little bit. The wind was pushing some stuff over during the last couple storms, that cells that came through. So it takes a little bit of time for us to get there, get somebody to come out and cut it.
That's right. You guys don't have the chainsaws in the trunk anymore.
No, it's, you know, in the old days, we carried less gear in our cars, and there were guys that would carry chainsaws, a couple of old-time loggers that progressed into law enforcement. They look forward to this time of year, but less ability to take that type of equipment out with us. So we usually are trying to alert traffic and then get county roads or Caltrans out there to clean it up.
You get the other guys to do the work.
Yeah, do the,
you know,
the heavy lifting.
Yeah.
I'll just stand there in my yellow coat and shine my flashlight.
Yeah, with the flashlight moving it around just to give the moth something to follow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Redwood needles. Slippery substance? Is it more challenging than, you know, the moss that will grow on the road during this time of the year?
Well, they both will affect the traction, and yeah, there's been some issues with cars. Usually, well, almost always has to do with speed. I mean, that's been a recurring theme for us over the years. Slowing down your speeds will prevent you from losing that traction, especially in the curves where that may exist with that mold or the buildup of debris on the roads and stuff. So that's why we say slow down, especially when the weather changes and the winds are blowing.
Now, you guys talk about speed. You talk about weather conditions. I can't recall the last time I had anybody say, and what's the condition of the tread on your tire?
Yeah.
You know, this was years ago. Cara Del Obama had told me, TP tire, Del Obama.
No.
You take a Lincoln Penny.
Yes.
Remember what those are?
And we're not allowed to use like hard currency anymore, right?
Yeah, it's not on your debit card, and you put it down, head down into the tread, and if you can see all of Lincoln's head, it's time. It's getting that close to being an issue.
Yeah, that's a good rule of thumb. Yeah, I was just thinking about how our officers identify that, because it is important this time of year to start identifying vehicles with a low tread on there and maybe make a recommendation to someone. It could be a violation where you write a fix-it ticket for low tread on the tires. Obviously, it's not something you can see just driving by a vehicle.
Right.
So we encourage our officers, especially starting now through the winter, on a traffic stop to take a look at those things. And we're not pushing for someone to be cited for that, but to educate the driver on the maintenance of their vehicle.
Well, same thing as a wiper blade, I would suspect.
Yeah, yeah. And you should replace those every few months, I think, anyway. So.
Yeah, some of those small little things that oftentimes get away from us.
Well, especially as dry as it's been, and they, you know, it's a rubber material that breaks down, and it got all dry over these last, when's the last time we had rain, you know, 10 months ago?
Of significance, yeah.
It's been a while.
Do you guys have a list of recommended, not maintenance areas, but a checkoff for going into wet weather?
Well,
or if you're going into an area that has snow, or I mean, those types of things that are more not what not to do, but here's some suggestions on what you might want to do?
Yeah. slow down. Yeah. Earlier I mentioned about the wiper blades and the tires, but also preparing your vehicle for that travel. So having some warm blankets, flares, water, some snacks in there in the past. Now with cell phones,
you know, the snacks
a charger,
never make it out of town. I don't know what
put them out of reach.
About, yes.
Lock that in your trunk so that's not easily accessible.
Kids can't get access to it.
And when you talk about snacks, too, having, so, you know, checking those regularly so you don't have something that's 5 years old, but something, you know, a little.
How old are your kids?
Protein. They're young adults now.
Yeah, okay. Well, maybe that explains why the snacks have a chance to be 5 years old.
Never aged that.
No. It was more like 5 hours. Yeah, okay. It's time. It's aged sufficiently.
You know, one thing I didn't mention either, but would be good to check is a battery. Because you never really know when it's starting to fail or when it's failed your car until it actually does. Going into one of the auto places, not to recommend a particular one, but they'll do free testing. Have your battery checked out, and this would be a good time to do that because of the drain on the systems, especially if you break down or get stuck in snow or in a an area in the hills where you're there for a while waiting for someone, having that good battery to support power in the vehicle without having to run it the whole time could be helpful.
Helpful.
Very helpful.
Thank you.
Not could be, it would be.
Yeah.
My mastery of the English language.
Yeah, it's outstanding.
Yeah, it's a work in progress. Nearly 50 years old.
Yeah, well, we'll get there. We'll get there. KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:30.
Something big.
Okay, it's a nice ride.
It's going to happen.
Stand by playback.
And now,
live. Real Red Meat Radio.
I keep forgetting I'm president.
This is the Lars Larson Show.
And these kids who come, they become Americans before a lot of Americans become Americans.
Now, here's your host, Lars Larson.
Hey there, it's Lars Larson. Join me for the Lars Larson Show, weeknights 10 to midnight. Honestly provocative talk radio on KINS.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:35. We're back talking shop this morning with Paul Kraft from the California Highway Patrol. You realize the next time we see each other, it's going to be Thanksgiving Day.
Man.
How's that for a jump forward, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Holidays. This year has flown by 100%.
Oh, it's, yeah, better than last year. Just going to leave it there, right?
Certainly different than last year.
Yeah, yeah. So as you look coming into the holiday season from the elements of law enforcement that you guys are part of.
Right.
What do you, is it the weather? Is it the time change? Is it travelers? What is it that kind of cranks you guys up and gets you ready?
Well, we're still doing the same job and we're still out there looking for the same, you know, same violations.
Your customers change though. The patterns, what we do,
it does. And so that's what, when the seasons change, we're not maybe looking for different violations or different things going on, but we have to adjust how we do our job, all the way down to what, you know, uniform we're wearing as far as being able to work in the elements and having your gear set up, our cars set up for winter weather. And
so the stuff we were talking about that we do at home,
yes,
you guys are doing in the lot before the brakes hit the road.
Doing the same things.
Yeah.
Now we tend to see more crashes during the winter because of the nature of the weather and the road conditions and things of that nature. So we're spending more time on that, which could ultimately take away from more proactive enforcement. But we're into that time of year with those maximum enforcement periods, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, where we are able to put those extra bodies out to be there, not necessarily for enforcement every time either, but to help with the travelers that are out there, especially during the holiday with Thanksgiving and Christmas.
What's the biggest weather condition that causes most activity for you guys? I got my own guess.
For me, I always feel like I'm more active with the high winds. Yeah, the rain can be a factor, obviously, hugely impacts how your vehicle handles on the road. But the biggest unknown is when the trees and the rocks come down, and it tends to be happening quite a bit around those, especially with the trees, with the heavy winds at the beginning of our winter season, the limbs coming down. When those things get into the road, it's one thing to have rain, sleet, the moss and needles on the road, those things can all be alleviated by slowing your speeds down and driving more cautiously. When you have an unknown item that just falls down randomly in a road around a blind corner in the dark, those things could be really dangerous. And we've seen a couple of bad accidents in this year, even before winter, with those things happening with a couple of trees down. So,
well, you didn't mention what I was thinking was number one. Hail.
That's
because of the sudden nature of it, and people, it's not snow,
yeah,
and it's not water, and it's
trying to drive the same as you would, same speeds you normally do.
Or overthinking it.
That sudden turning movement of your wheel.
Lining yourself up perfectly in the slot or not. And hail. Just that would have been my guess.
And even in different parts of our county, we'll see different factors being more impactful in each area.
Oh, really?
So, you know, I've mentioned it on here before with the hail. We see an inordinate amount of crashes right outside of our office on 101 at Small Boulevard when that hail and sleet starts hitting the road. We always get these spin outs and these crashes right there by that exit.
It's on the
straightaway on 101.
Oh, really?
Absolutely. It's weird. This last year when the first sleet came out, that hail hit the roads, we had several vehicles pile up right there. We've had a couple of different crashes. Now, we also had a power line, I believe, came down across the highway there a couple months ago, which caused some hiccups. But
that'd be a little excitement. I would have thought it would have been the exit, the turn.
You would think so, right?
Yeah. But maybe everybody creeps so slowly on that.
Yeah, I've taken a couple up by at Gentoli, but I cannot recall a vehicle off the road at the roundabouts, or I mean at the Cloverleafs.
Kind of up and over the edge, yeah.
Yeah. Granted, I'm not working 24 hours a day either and privy to every crash that happens at night. But
you get the scuttlebutt.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just not, doesn't quite happen. It's weird that it's in the straightaway. And I think that's because people are trying to drive the same speed that they normally would, even though the conditions are different. And then some sharp movement or somebody moves over in your lane, or just from the sheer nature of your speed and losing the friction or the traction on the roadway.
Just a little.
And your car starts to rotate.
A little wiggle, yeah.
Yep. Doesn't take much. Takes very little steering input to cause that to happen.
And fog wasn't even a thought for either of us.
I know, right?
Isn't that
and our fog is pretty significant here at times.
Yeah, but it's not as dense as it was historically. At least talking to the folks, you know, the 50s, you know, when we had the mills going, it was... You go 5 miles an hour, and you still may be going a little too fast.
Right.
the thickness of it.
Well, I've never studied it, but I think it's because it's such a perceived difference because of eyesight and not being able to see very far that you will immediately perceive that inability to drive outside of your vision, so you slow down, as opposed to maybe rain where it's, you know, could see a little bit further and...
You keep chugging along.
But not a scientist. That's just an opinion.
No.
But
hey,
I'm a pretty smart guy, so I'm pretty sure that's what it is.
You had gumbo last night. KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:42.
Hey, folks. Flying local is buying local. And with 3 airlines serving 5 destinations, Humboldt County has more choices than ever. Fly an American, Avelo, or United Airlines. We have service to Denver, Hollywood Burbank, LAX, Phoenix, and San Francisco airports. Now's the time to book and save on that getaway. Or have friends and family fly to visit the beautiful Redwood Coast. For more information, go to flyhumboldt.org. Fly Humboldt, more flights to more destinations.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:47. We're back talking shop this morning with Paul Kraft from the CHP. Paul, holidays for officers. You know, we hear about maximum enforcement period. Okay, which for a lot of us, if we step back a little bit, would say, the cops don't get to take or spend time during the holidays with family or traveling out of the area or the application of
right.
that information. Is it a no vacation time for you guys in the fourth quarter?
No, it's, you know, it is still important to take care of the officers. We're out there working. That's not compromised, and we were able to even put extra bodies out there, but that's typically voluntary. I mean, that would be voluntary. So maybe
you don't get the tap on the shoulder, you sign up for it.
Right. It's very rare that you would be mandatorily assigned to do something unless there's a special event going on or, you know,
everybody's
a significant
sick. Yeah.
sickness that required it. And I've never seen that happen, even with these last couple of years.
During floods or something extraordinary like that, you know, we've all heard the phrase "all hands on deck," right?
Right.
Okay. You know, obviously that means something a little different to coasties than it does to the regulars, but you know, we understand what that means. it really has to be an extraordinary exceptional for something like that to occur.
Yeah, I have not seen that happen. Well, actually, I believe that the last big earthquake that we had, I mean, that's been a few years back, where the like the panels were falling at the mall, and it caused a little bit of damage. So some extra officers were brought in because we need to get out. Caltrans will be the primary agency for like checking bridges and things of that nature. But we want to get out and try and spread out as much as we can to those types of locations and check our major bridges, especially for the main roadways through here, 101 and 299, getting out to check the status of those, at least for the immediate that they're still standing and have it collapsed. Have major cracks that are visible, so officers will go out and walk them, take a look. But
so you guys will be the first eyes, and then they'll backfill behind you.
Yeah, and Caltrans would be mobilizing, I'm sure, in much the same way, getting employees out to check that stuff, because that has to happen right away. It's important for not only the emergency vehicles to be able to get from point A to B during an incident, but just for traffic and to safely move through without somebody getting hurt or killed. So we do work to get our officers time off. So over the years, you know, seniority helps you to have a holiday off or to get the prime time of a holiday weekend maybe off. But we work for fellow officers working to help each other out to get that time with your family. So graveyard officer that's single may be coming in early to help cover a shift to allow maybe an officer that has kids to go home and spend some time, have dinner. And even if you are working, if you happen to be working where your house is at, you got to eat dinner. You at least can stop, have that dinner with your kids and respond to your call once you're done, or, you know, respond to a call if you get one. But We do everything we can. We're not, you know, officers aren't deploying away from their families for the holidays.
It's got to be different, like in the metropolitan areas where you may live an hour away from where you work.
Yeah.
That's a whole different dynamic rather than here where you may be driving by the front door four or five times during a shift.
That's
depending
true.
On where you live.
And that may just come. You know, we sign up for our rotation of our schedules ahead of time. So if you are up to sign up for the shift that you want for, say, the fourth quarter of the year, you may be looking at when Thanksgiving and Christmas fall to see if you want weekends off or if you're okay working weekends and having Monday, Tuesday off because Christmas is on a Monday or something. So
you're thinking in ahead?
Yeah.
Thinking in advance?
Sometimes you got to do a little advanced planning. But the biggest thing is, I would say every officer, when we start this job, just like, you know, I've been in the military before too, understanding that there are times when I'm not going to be with my family. I have a commitment to my job. It's what I get paid to do. I understand I'm not going to have every holiday off with my family, and we accept that and we're willing to do that because there are other people traveling during those times that need our help, and to have someone there. When you pull up to a car that's broke down on Christmas Eve and then somebody's trying to get to their family and you're able to help someone out, you get somewhere safe, and you see the look of relief in their face.
The payback.
That gives you, it's cheesy, but that Christmas miracle spirit.
It's all part of it.
You do feel that, and that's what keeps us going because we see so much nasty, negative stuff out in the world.
I didn't realize you were from Wisconsin also.
Wisconsin, you're going to have to...
Cheesy.
Oh, God.
It's time for him to go out. Watch out. Kraft is on the road in 10 seconds. Thanks for coming by, bud.
Hey, thanks for having us.
See everybody tomorrow.